The 25th of December 2019, the third day of Chanukah, Tafshin Pei, it's Halacha Day for Perek Ches, right? That's sort of Perek Ches. So Perek Ches, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, has an important mitzvah that we do regularly, and that is the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, the mitzvah of washing, of saying, of mentioning, Ve'achalta v'savata v'rachta, on the land that we have. So there are a couple of there's many things one could talk about within Hilchos benching, but I figured if we're talking about halacha on the parak, we could talk about what impact to the laws of benching is there based on the fact that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, based on the fact that that, as opposed to other brachos, most brachos we assume to be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, well, the mitzvah benching we assume to be d'oraisa, we assume to be that it to be biblical. So what differences does that have? So that's the topic. So the biblical mitzvah of benching. How about that? Okay. So, good? All right, so the...
You're going to talk about the difference between preventing mitzvahs on biblical... Is that what the topic is?
Sort of. The fact that it is d'oraisa, what does that mean? So there's one, whenever we talk about that, what difference does it make whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, right? Orthodox Jews, we keep d'rabbanan as well as d'oraisa. So right away, there's always going to be one big issue out there. What is that? The case of a suffix. That's always going to be the question. The case of a doubt, right? This is like a common issue in my house because my daughter, my 2.5-year-old, she will only take a bath when she is ready to take a bath. And when she says, okay, I'm ready to take a bath, so that's it. Like, there's nothing else matters at that point, right? We got to get her into that bathtub. So it often happens right after dinner, which maybe you might need to bench on. And, let's do this now, and then I'll even say to Chava often, like, remind me I still need to bench, but, you know, emergency, nature calls. Like, I got to get this kid in the bathtub. So all of a sudden later, wait a second, did I or did I not? So we have a general rule in halacha called Safek Brachos Lahakel, that anytime you have a question about a bracha, so we would do it without making a bracha. That's the general rule that comes to Hilchos Brachos. There's a bit of a shaila what that is based on. It could be based on the regular rule of Safek Durabanan Lahakel, that this is that anytime that you have a din d'rabbanan, a rabbinic law, so we're going to be lenient when it comes to that rabbinic law. The other possibility is that anytime you have a doubt, so, all right, what's the big deal? You go ahead and do the doubt, right? What do you have to lose by going ahead and doing it? So by brachos, there is what to lose. What is there to lose? There's a violation of lo sisa shem Hashem elokecha l'shav. One is not supposed to say Hashem's name in vain. Now, saying, it's unclear if one would make a bracha when they don't have to make a bracha. Have they actually violated lo sisa shem Hashem elokecha l'shav? So that's a bit of a question, whether they violated they shouldn't have said Hashem's name, so they're violating din d'oraisa. Shalom. We have a chayal in the room. We could stand up.
Right.
Welcome, good. Baruch Hashem, good to see you. So that also is then this issue, right? You have a din d'rabbanan of. You don't really need that. We're halacha day, so we're sort of outside of text day. We're talking about the laws of benching. So when it comes to the fact that benching, sorry, so most brachas are going to be din d'rabbanan, rabbinic law. So anyways, whenever we are in doubt whether you need to do it, we're always going to go lahakel, we're always going to go leniently. And in addition to that, when it comes to brachos, there's a risk involved. Because if you say Hashem's name when you're not supposed to, so then either you have violated a iser d'oraisa, I mean, don't say Hashem's name in vain. Most Rishonim assume, though, that that's really only an iser d'rabbanan. I mean, don't say Hashem's name in vain is saying Hashem's name in vain. But if you're saying in the context of a bracha, so you at least are praising, I mean, the brachos are all formed as, blessed is Hashem who brought forth food from the land, or blessed is Hashem who commanded us to shake a lulav, right? So these things are true statements, whether you're supposed to be doing the mitzvah or not, right? It's still a correct statement. Praise Hashem who did these things. So therefore, most assume that would only be an Isser Durabanan rather than Isser Duraisa. But either way, right, there's what to lose when it comes to making brachos. That potentially is out there. Now you turn that around and say, okay, what about by the laws of if there's a bracha that is a Din Doraisa? If there's a biblical mandated bracha, so there's only one example. Maybe there's one or two examples. Benching is the primary example, and then there's also Birchas HaTorah. The Torah tells us that Birchas HaTorah, the brachos on learning Torah, that one makes in the morning. So that is also a Din D'oraisa. So those two sort of go together, although it doesn't get its own section, it doesn't get its own mitzvah. So in fact, in the Minchas Chinuch here, it gives you a couple of lachos about Birchas HaTorah at the end of the laws of Birchas HaMazon, was the same thing, but there's not much of a sample size when it comes to biblically ordained brachos. So now you raise the question that we raised before. Well, dinner ends, Rivka says, okay, bath time or shower in mommy's room, which I'm always getting a little offended on because it's like my bathroom also, but whatever. But right, one or the other, and now we need to now 25 minutes later, half hour later, wait, did I bench or did I not bench? That question comes up. So the general rule would be suffik derabanan lahakel. Right, we would not go make a bracha unless you're absolutely sure you need to. On the other hand, benching is biblical, so therefore we say suffik doraisa l'chumra. We're going to be stringent when it comes to a din doraisa. On the other hand, we could say, but wait a second, when it comes to this, doesn't follow the regular rules of suffik brachos lahakil, because here, suffik doraisa l'chumra, because here there's a little bit of a risk. What's the risk? If you did bench earlier, so then you might be in violation of you might be in violation of saying Hashem's name in vain. On the other hand, yeah, but it only would be a derabanan, it wouldn't be a doraisa. So the bottom line is that everybody does paskin that when it comes to benching, we would say suffik doraisa l'chumra, and therefore one should go and bench, and even if one is in doubt whether they did or not, but only in the scenario when, and this gets in another trick, when it's biblically mandated benching. When would there be a biblically mandated benching, and when would there not be? So, a couple of examples that are brought up here by the Minchas Chinuch. Number one, let's say benching is biblically mandated. What about other brachos achronos? Bracha achronos. What about other after eating brachos? Are those biblically mandated as well? So. Yeah, alamichia, barinafashos. Right? Are those biblically mandated as well? So we normally just think of it, oh, benching is biblically mandated. What about those other things? Mayin shlishi. Yeah, so alamichia, mayin shlishi, right? So would that be a doraisa or would that not be? So there is a discussion about. And alamichia could be required also for two reasons, right? Alamichia would be for this, but it's made on, what's the difference between something you bench on versus something you make an alamichia on? Something you bench on would be bread, something you make an alamichia on would be?
Cake.
So what's the difference between cake and bread? And now that we have these massive Philly soft pretzels that are all going under Hashgacha now, right, so you have a further question. What's the difference between a massive Philly soft pretzel versus a loaf of bread? Is there a difference?
Salt?
Okay.
Salt,
what?
It's the same.
It's the same. Miles says, hey, wait a second. That's the same. So does that mean that you need to wash before one eats a Philly soft pretzel?
Don't you take challah from bread?
Yeah, we take challah from cake also, in theory.
Doesn't.
If it's big enough. I mean, often cakes and flours don't. Often cakes and cookies don't actually have enough flour in it to mandate taking challah, but bakeries would, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't it matter if you're having one or two? If you're having one, it's mizona, and if you're having two,
Okay. So Miles is hitting on this issue, right? That you have bread. Bread is flour and water. Let's start with that. Then there's another category in halacha called pasa baba kisnin. What does pasa baba kisnin mean? So literally means bread with a pocket. Let's mean bread with a pocket. So that's also a machlokas that appears in Shulchan Aruch. We actually pass in sort of like all of these in one way. I don't want to do this too much. But it's bread with something else mixed in, either that it's kneaded in, K-N-E-A-D, right, kneaded in. Two is that it's like visibly in, like a babka, like this other stuff that's in, or that it is hard. Like physically hard, like a pretzel, like a hard pretzel, we're going to say is in this category of pasabah bekistin, even though all it is flour and water. Right? We recently started giving a hechsher to a certain soft pretzel place here, which I went to check out. It's a massive warehouse. The entire place has three ingredients, right? It's flour, water, and salt. That's the entire thing that's in the place. So then it comes off the oven. So why are we not washing and benching on this? So it's a good question. And I'm not sure there's really a great answer other than to say it's not sura sapas. It's not what bread looks like. Bread looks like what you buy in aisle 4-5 at Giant. It doesn't look like that, even though it might technically be the same thing. But yeah.
What about the you shall be satisfied?
Oh, so that's the next issue. So just on this issue, we're on this issue for now. Yeah.
Can you make kiddush on a soft bread?
Yeah. So the halacha with these pasabah bekistins is that it is, that's what we make a mizonos on, and that's what we make an alamichya on, because the assumption is that you're not being koveya su'uda on it, that you're not establishing it as being part of your meal. So then, that leads to the next question of, well, what if you do establish it as part of your meal? So would you then wash and bench on it? So halacha is actually yes. Halacha is if you are kuveya suda on those foods, so then you would bench on, which is why this is. Hopefully, we'll get back to our topic. This is why there's most assumed that the whole idea that there's such a thing as a mizonos roll is a myth. Right, what are mizonos rolls? Mizonos rolls are instead of using water, they put in some kind of fruit juice, but it looks like bread, smells like bread, tastes like bread, and you use it for the same purpose as bread, which is to hold your deli inside of it, right? So therefore, it's bread. So most poskim assume that you really have to wash and bench on those, which leads to all sorts of problems on these airplanes, where a lot of them. Although now the OU meals, if you look at the OU meals, they all say you have to wash. Like they don't give the excuse anymore. But a lot of times they did. Like there's a mizonos roll. Like don't you dare get out of your seat. And the waiters and waitresses are trained to like arrest you and put you back if you dare do it. And then you get into this whole fight with them, and they say, you know, the rabbi said it's actually, you know, whatever. Like you get into that issue of the mizonos roll. So anyways, pulling that all the way back here. So that's the first issue that the Minchas Chinuch raises. He says, what about pasabah bekisnin and making an alamichya on that? If you ate on it, is that benching considered to be, or the alamich you make on that, would that be considered do'oraisa or not? That's the first issue he raises. The second issue, just one more, the second issue he raises along these lines is what about if you eat something from the Shivas Haminim? Because the next pasuk is, lists off the seven minim in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yitas, Rav, Begefen, Utan, Averon, Eretz Yishem, and Udvash. It's the next pasuk. So do we say that those specific fruits from Eretz Yisrael get their own, you make instead of an al michi, you say al pri-aretz. You include that. So it says in Minchas Chinuch, maybe that should be also considered to be on a level of Doraisa, considered biblical, and therefore all these halachos about Sveikus would apply to that as well. That's a question that he raises. Yeah.
So then I assume if you
mm-hmm.
don't have lion, then one can make kiddush on a soft pretzel?
Yeah.
Or at least two soft pretzels?
Yeah. You're missing one. I'll give you a little bit more practical than that, and that is the halacha is when you make an early Shabbos, so you could have your meal before Shabbos. You've established yourself as Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir and have some lechem at night, have some bread at night after nightfall. So in the Kovetz Halachos, so Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted as saying that pasabah bekistin counts as that. So the minug in the gross policy during the summer is that we eat before shul, right? I daven mincha early, eat before shul, go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, even though maybe Kabbalah Shabbos should be earlier, but I can't, it's much better doing shul than on your own. So go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, and then come home and we have dessert, right? Then we have some cake for dessert, and that way we have the stuff after night.
Is that the same thing? Like I know, like. if you're at shul at lunch, I mean, they have a kiddush and you have a lechaim. I mean, we do kiddush on wine, then you have a lechaim. No, then you have a mizanot, and that's like yotzei for kiddush. But
yeah,
same thing for like a suda also, having like a mizanot, or it has to have burn.
Well, that's an ain't kiddush el v'makom suda issue, right? Yeah. Where you're accomplished, there's ain't kiddush el v'makom suda, and it's a question of what that means. Meaning that you can't have kiddush without a suda, or it doesn't mean you can't have a suda without a kiddush, right? It's unclear which way we're going on that. So we're in a gross family policy as well. Is the machmer for both, and that is at when you make kiddush at shul, so you need to either have some mizonos along with it, or a significant amount of the wine, a revius of wine would do, or later when you have lunch, to have kiddush with lunch as well, because that's going to be your suda Shabbos, and we're going to have kiddush with that.
Yeah, so
not everybody holds that way. What?
Could
be yotzi with a mizonot for your lechem mishnah. So potentially you could, because you're going to say, what are you going to say? You're going to say that yes, it is possible with kisnin, and normally people aren't being kovei suda on it, but I am being kovei suda on it, and therefore I'm going to wash and bench on this stuff. Yeah. So lechora that should be able to, that should work, but you know. The females won't like it. You know, they like, what are you doing? But yeah, technically that should work. But I'm now raising the level of this food to being the level of bread. Yes.
This is an off-topic question.
How far off?
Let's say somebody has French toast for breakfast, and they eat it with a fork and knife, and they never touch it with their hands. Does one still have to wash before eating that French toast?
So I would say lechatchila, yes, ideally yes, that we the washing is not directly. The eitzah, if you don't wash, if you can't wash, is to do that. But I think you would be, if you're in your kitchen and the sink is 20 feet away, I think that would be considered sort of being mavir ala mitzvah. You're sort of like avoiding a mitzvah in that situation. Okay, so do these applications of dini d'oraisa apply to these other bracha achronas as well? So that question is raised by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks that question, and as we're a little bit further along, I'll just read what the answer is. Then Shulchan Aruch he ultimately paskins not that way. In Shulchan Aruch he paskins kol habrachos, all brachos in nistapik in beruch hamlav. If you are a question, if you question whether you made it or not, einu mevarech lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. You're not going to make the bracha neither in the beginning nor the end. I mean, once you have that doubt, so then we don't make the bracha, except for chutz mei berchas amazon. Except for berchas amazon, b'fnei shehi shel Torah, because that one is considered a din d'oraisa, and therefore that for sure is going to be that for sure is going to be done. Now there is a bit of a question here. The Mishnah Berurah does quote this question. V'nei Mechaber, from the Mechaber, it sounds like he's passing like the Rambam, that he assumes that bracha me'in shalosh mevarchan al shivas aminim, that if you're making a quote ala michya on one of the shiva minim, even though it's not going to be ala michya, it's going to be ala pri, humidu rabbanim. That's assuming that's a dindu rabbanim. Aval be'emes, but in truth, says the Mishnah Berurah, which is, this is what the Minchas Chinuch is pointing out, ish harber yishon shesom shum in do'oraisa, many assume it is do'oraisa. Val kein kasva achorim, therefore many write, misha achol kadei sevia miperos otav shel shel shivas haminim, that if you have these, if you eat in your full from fruit or from anything that's cooked of the shiva minim, the species of Eretz Yisrael, v'nistapik lo in berach, and you're not sure you made the bracha, yechal od me oso amin shir kezayis v'varach acharav. You should eat more of that and make a bracha afterwards, and therefore you're going to be yotze your suffik. Therefore you're going to be fulfill your thing. So you should try to eat a little bit more. Now, what about the bracha rishona? Right, what about the first bracha? You're in doubt about that also. So he's saying, no, that everybody assumes is only a din d'rabbanan. Right, to make a bracha beforehand is only a rabbinic law. So the same doubt you have about whether you made a birchas hamazon is going to be the same doubt as to whether you have to make a bracha rishona. No. Or ala michya, or on fruit. Whatever bracha, whatever doubt you had about the previous bracha achrona is going to be the same doubt that you have about the present bracha rishona, about the present opening bracha. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, well, a bracha rishon is only dinder rabbanan, it's only rabbinic. So therefore, you'll skip that for sure. You'll eat a little bit more fruit, you'll eat a little bit more cookie or whatever, and then, provided it's not custard only, right, then you have an exemption. But assuming there's non-custard things to eat, so then you can eat a little bit more, and then be yotze, and then go ahead and make the alamicha on that. Yeah, are you raising your hand to say something?
I mean, is that the same way as you're saying now? Let's say you make a mishnot on a cake, and you end up eating like a whole cake.
Yeah.
And that would be the same way.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a question. Yes, this question. You could, anybody here from the old days? Gabe Pollack sent me this Shiloh recently. You remember Gabe? Well, Sam remembers Gabe. Okay, so Gabe was one of the opening first Seder people. Harusa, so he sent me this question recently, because I think the OU sends out these daily halacha things, and a couple of weeks ago they were covering this issue about Pasa Bava Kisnin. And they said, yeah, and this is the halacha, it says explicit in Shulchan Aruch, if you are Kovei Asud, if you establish your meal off of any of these Pasa Bava Kisnin things, so then you would have to wash and make hamotzi and bench afterwards. So he asked me, so do you ever do that? So I think the answer is no. In reality, no. Meaning in practice, no. What does that mean? Right? So at what point do you say this is my meal? Right? So I have an appointment right after, and she canceled, and she just sent me, did you get my text?
Is this like eating a pizza, a slice of pizza? But if you eat two or three of them, then all of a sudden it becomes your meal.
Right. So it's that issue. So one second, right? So do we ever say that these things? At what point does let's say you're skipping lunch one day, right? And you have a bag of pretzels to eat in the car, right? So as I say, well, that's my lunch. Or do we say that's not your lunch? That's eating a couple pretzels to hold you over, like just to get through the day. Right? Or, breakfast. So breakfast, you have a donut, a muffin, right? So, well, it's one of my three meals, so it's a meal. Or you say, come on, give me a break, you're eating a donut, right? So you're it's just going to always be a situation, I think, where you're pretty much always going to say, Safik derabanan, Safik brachos lahakil. You're always going to end up on that path, unless you have Miles' case, where you actually want to be Kovei Sudan. You want to say, this is my, I'm going to make hamotzi on two soft pretzels, assuming that's okay. In reality, by the way, it's a little problematic, because figuring out what a whole soft pretzel is always, but they all get cooked together, like they're all linked. So how to, that is a bit of a technical challenge with the...
In Philadelphia, they're in New York, they're larger, and they're separate.
Oh, in
the pre-salt.
What?
The pre-salt. You save a step.
All right. Pre-salted, okay. All right, so that's the first issue with regards to that suffix. Now the next issue is in the next section of the Minchas Chinuch here. So he asks the following issue, that technically one is only chayev to bench the oraisa biblically if you are what we call kdei svia, if you eat enough that you're actually full. Now, how exactly to define yourself as being full is a bit of a question, right? But the only way you're chayiv d'oraisa is if you are actually full. So this, and it's actually the Gemara comments that Hashem once said, like the Malachim once complaining to Hashem why Hashem loves the Jewish people so much, and Hashem responded, because my wonderful Jewish people, they're really only chayiv to bench when they eat, when they're full. And they've decided to even bench when they had a shear of a kezias. Right? So that's actually the example of distinction between Hashem said you have to bench under these scenario, d'oraisa, and the Rabbanan, we're only going to bench under these scenario. Now what would be a nafkamina on that? I mean, both of them are, we're saying you have to bench. So what is the practical ramification, whether it's a d'oraisa din or whether it's a d'rabbanan din? And here you're not being interrupted by, one example might be if you are questionable whether you need, if I didn't eat so much at dinner, right? And at that point, Rivka came along and said, okay, I want my bath now. Right? And then I have the same suffix later on. Meaning in that case, it's not a benching d'oraisa, it's only a benching d'rabbanan. It's not a biblical benching, it's only a rabbinic benching. So maybe I would have the right under that scenario to say suffik derabanan lakula. But a further issue might be if you have a mizuman of various people eating together. So it could be that only that a mezumin, three people together, is also a din d'oraisa. That's a question, right? Benching is biblical, right? What about the fact that three people are together, they're going to bench together? Is that obligation biblical also? So it stands to reason that if it is, so the only person that could lead benching for a person who is biblically required to bench is somebody who is also biblically required to bench. So if you have a couple people that ate together and one person didn't eat so much and he's still hungry, like, you know, everybody got a pie of pizza, everybody got two slices, and I'm sitting there like, I don't know, two slices doesn't quite do it. So it could be that I don't have a chiyuv, a biblical obligation to bench under that circumstance. That being the case, only a person who is actually full from two slices of pizza should lead the benching, as opposed to somebody who's not. Yeah.
Well, let's say one is a guest in someone's house, and you're not full, yet they want you to lead the benching. It's kind of embarrassing if you say,
Yeah, it's a problem. You can say, I don't know Hebrew. No, I would suggest under those, if there really is that risk, that somebody might feel a little awkward about it. So I think you have the right to do it. But this would be a chumrah, right? That you should. Another chumrah along the same lines, by the way, is that I believe the Shitas HaRambam is that a person has to, in order to be biblically required to bench, you also have to drink a little bit. It's not just enough to eat, it's enough to drink. So if you're going to have a zimun together, so only a person who drank a little bit, not doesn't have to be alcohol, just any. Any liquid, only a person who would drink a little bit of liquid, they should be the one who's going to lead benching.
What's the basis for saying it's derisive?
It's based off of psukim. I don't remember. Look at the Gemara, but the Gemara, I believe itself, bases itself off of psukim and is connected to it in derisive. Someone can make a case it's in derisive. I don't remember. I didn't look it up. But in that section, in the case of Mevarchim Shabbos, I believe it's where it's or Shosh Shachlus, its own parak, Shosh Shachlus, someplace in that parak, it will tell you what the source is. Actually, it might be here in the Minchas Chinuch. You might have.
There's about like a witness or something that one person says you need two people to affirm, or it's about behind your breath. Like three is a minimum.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember. By the way, there is also a position one can make that Minchas Chinuch here talks about is that women do not have the same obligation in benching as men do. Why would that be? And it's not because it's mitzvah sasei as man grama. It's not because it's a time bound mitzvah. There is that suggestion out there, which I believe the Ramban quotes that idea. But the mitzvah sasei as man grama. It's a time bound mitzvah. How is benching a time bound mitzvah? You have to do it in 72 minutes, right? So it's a time bound mitzvah. So most assume that that's not. Most argue against that Ramban. In fact, in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Salvechik is quoted as saying that he thinks that that Ramban is a misprint. He thinks it's not based on. I don't think the Ramban even ever said it. So that's one possibility about why it might not be Doraisa for women. Yeah.
Is that 72 minutes from the start of the meal or from the end of the meal?
I think from the end. Yeah. It's a time that your digestion takes place. So it would be from the end. Now, but why would women perhaps be exempt from benching? So the Chayv Urak Misafik. That's Rashi. That it's their Odu Rabban. That Tamwai. The Efter She'enu Chayvav Minator. That maybe they're not Chayv Minator. Why? Kevin Dichsiv Al Haaretz. Because part of the pasuk is that Virachta Hashem Al Haaretz Asher Nasanach on the land that they were given. And women do not get land in Eretz Yisrael. They're not entitled to. Inherit land in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosus there asks, hey, wait a second, Kohanim and Levim also don't get land in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe they should also not be chayv in benching. So to which Tosus responds by saying, no, they get land in Eretz Yisrael, just not very much. They get 48 cities, that they're Levite cities, while women don't get that. And he suggests, L'dayti, Gerim, him gam kein b'chal safik zeh, ve'inam chayv erach misafik. He suggests that maybe Gerim are also included in this, and are only chayv misafik, and maybe the implication being that maybe they shouldn't lead a Zeman. However, that it seems like many Rishonim argue against that, and I don't think that would be reason to keep a Ger from leading the Zeman, especially when you get into some of the, that's an embarrassment type of thing. You know, like we're going to consistently exclude a Ger from that type of participation.
Isn't it interesting, yeah. There's something in the Yerusha that women have Yerushim?
I mean, what about Bnei Slavchad? Right? The Slavchad, they were able to get land. Yeah, it's a good point. That's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, there is a scenario where they could get, so why shouldn't that be enough of a requirement? It's a good question. All right, look it up. The Daf Chaf Amud Beis in Maseches Brachos is where this discussion seems like it's taking place. So let me know. I'm not sure what the answer is. And just we'll just conclude. There's a couple in the Pesukei Tshuvos here. He quotes a couple of possibilities. I mean, what do you do now if you're in this case of a Suffolk bracha? So he says, one has the right to rely on it, and if you have a Suffolk bracha of bad bracha, we've shown you have the right to continue to eat. Suffolk bracha bad bracha achrona. So we deal with that. Either benching you would do it, the other things you wouldn't. But he says one of the things that the Chassidim do, if you're a real Amnam HaChassid, Hanoig Lifnim Meshur Sadin, Yimna Milecha Velishos V'Safik Bracha. That if he's real Chassid, he would hold back from eating and drinking in the scenario where you have a Safik Bracha. So that's if you're a real Chassid. I don't think one has the requirement to do that. But he does give your Eitzos Shonos, a couple of Eitzos as to how to praise Hashem if you have that scenario. Meaning, I had a donut. I'm not sure if I made an alamichia. Now I want to have another donut. So I'm not going to make the alamichia previous because I might have done it. And I'm not going to make a bracha rishona either because maybe I didn't do it. Right? So do I have any etza? Do I have any idea how I could resolve that? So he suggests a couple possibilities. Number one, you can make a bracha in Aramaic because you're only saying Baruch Rachmana. The word for Hashem is Rachmana. It's not really one of the names of Hashem. It's really only a reference to the name of Hashem. So maybe you can say that. Number two, he says maybe that's not so great because you are kind of doing a bracha. You know, it's not so great. Number two, Yaharher HaBrachos Belibo. Think about the brachos in your heart. Okay. Number three, say the bracha by Yivarach David es Hashem le'nei kol kahal v'yomer David baruch atah Hashem elokei Yisrael v'yinu me'olam v'yad olam. And then you say the bracha. Right, you're familiar with that pasuk, right? That David blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of everyone and said, "Blessed is Hashem, the king of the world." And then you can add in, "Borei mina mizonos," and also make some mizonos. That would be a cute etza. And number four, he says, "Lomar kederach halimud b'gemara baramim." That you could say, what's the halacha? What bracha do you make on donuts? Oh, I know the answer. Baruch atah Hashem l'kinu melech lomar yamin emesanos. And that way you're learning the halacha, and therefore you can maybe pull it off. So I think the general halacha, unless you fall into the chassid category, is that one has the right to assume suffik brachos lahakil, and but we should all concentrate on our brachos more so we don't get into these situations. All right, yeshakoach. Have a good day. Stop here.